Hello everyone, welcome back to another episode. I am your host, Chef Ed Harris, and I would like to, today I want to talk to you about how to season like a chef, right? How to season your food, how to flavor your food, how to, you know, that one thing that I would say that chefs know how to do really well. Let's break that down and get into it a little bit more today. All right. And I just want to say welcome to the new listeners. We got a bunch of new subscriptions, so thank you so much for everyone signing up, and welcome to the podcast. A little bit about myself. My name is Ed Harris. I am a plant-based chef. I do recipe development. I'm a consulting chef as well. I work with other entrepreneurs and restaurateurs to either help them create new menus or write new recipes, correct the labor staff, labor cost, you know, all of that fun stuff. So yeah, that's a little bit of about what I do. Besides that, I also create really tasty spices and seasonings that are all natural, you know, no preservatives, none of that nasty stuff that you want, that, you know, that normally comes in some spices. They're super clean, super flavorful, and just so delicious. All right. And most of them have no salt, super low sodium, and just makes it very easy for you to use spices without taking, you know, taking the guesswork out of it, right? But today in particular, I wanted to, you know, just talk to you, you know, speaking in terms of my experiences, right? As someone who got where he is today through, you know, hard work, curiosity, and the love of the craft. You know, I understand more than anyone that there are no white gloves when it comes to good flavor, like, you know, no gatekeepers, right? Improving your cooking starts with understanding your own palate, as with anything, truly caring about what and where things come from, right? With passion, insight, personality, you know, and just a few expletives, you know, we can really jump into how to really season food. All right. First things first, understanding the ingredients. A lot of recipes, especially the ones I see online, you know, they'll refer to a pinch of salt. But what is a pinch of salt, right? You know, if you have big hands, you know, then your pinch of salt and my pinch of salt or someone else's pinch of salt will be completely different if you have small hands, right? But what it really comes down to is understanding your taste and the ingredients that you're cooking with, right? So you would know if you need a big pinch of salt or a small pinch of salt, right? The other thing I want to say is never ever forget to taste your food as you go, you know, because as you're cooking it, if you're tasting it, then you know if it's missing something earlier on, so you can fix it much easier and faster than if you wait till the very end to taste it and then it's cooked already and you're still trying to figure out how to really season it or add flavor. All right. Taste everything always, your whole life. Season something, taste it. Season something, taste it. Like, the easiest I can describe it is like making mayonnaise at home, right? And you add what you think it needs for the added salt, and then you taste it afterwards, and you don't add that same amount twice because double that would ruin it, right? So you just add a small amount and taste it. Small amount, taste it again. That's the way to season. Just tasting your food over and over and over. I think what a lot of people need to do, right, is really taste your food. If you taste your food, it just really makes things so much better as you're cooking it, right? The next thing I wanted to touch on was, you know, not buying tons of spices that you don't actually use, right? Like, pick the ones that you're gonna experiment with and play with, and don't have them sitting in your cabinet for a really long time. You know, if you have spices at home that you bought at the supermarket, I want to tell most people to throw them out, just because if they've been sitting there for a while, like, for instance, where you source your spice from is super important, because A, the spice trade is crazy, and B, that thing of paprika that you have, you know, from certain places, it's probably been sitting on another shelf in another warehouse for over a year or so. There's no flavor left in it at all. the dried basil. So certain things you want to be really careful with, right? Especially if it's been sitting there for years. You want to keep your spices as fresh as possible. And with the spice trade, like the chocolate trade, you know, like 90% of the reason the world was conquered was in search of spices. So spices play a super important role, you know, and you want to make sure that you get it from somewhere that you know that they're using fresh, you know, it's all natural. They're not using chemicals on it. You want to do your research, right? The other thing I would say is explore different ways of imparting salt in your food. If you want to make something beautiful at home, understanding how to use salt is super important. I love making tomato sauce, but I like using liquid Maggi. One thing that everyone should experiment with at home is a really nice collection of seasonings, because it allows you to really play with flavors, right? The other thing I would say is using pepper as a way to season your food. This also helps enhance with salt. So you really have to pay attention to what it is that you're cooking, because by understanding what you're cooking, you will know how much salt you need to add and how do you add the salt, right? So these are just some of the things I wanted to touch on today really quickly. Just being able to season properly. You know, when you're roasting, when you're taking something out of the fryer or the oil, you add salt then. You know, you don't add salt in the beginning because it's gonna, you know, melt off and that's a different flavor. But if you wanna have that little crunch at the end with some fresh sea salt, then you add it after it comes out of the oil. You know, for certain things when you're doing stews or sauces, then you put those in the beginning because you want it to develop the flavor as you go with whatever it is that you're cooking. You know, those are just some of the staples, I would say. Even having wine to cook with is a nice touch. You know, these are all things that can add seasoning and really add flavor to dishes. Once again, thank you so much for this quick listen, just to kind of get your mind around certain things and just be more aware of, as you're cooking, how and when to season. Thank you so much for listening. Once again, this is Chef Ed. I'll see you, speak to you next time. All right. I wish you an amazing day or night.